Thank you for muting, all of you. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Alapipimo, Yitak Savi, Kabil Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Chutcha Kivavat Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhen Taharim Rachame Sikatha Tamid Gamlein Betet Resh Saritach Gimel Hasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Bet Kufbet Tet Dunayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yudgimalamet Pe Zayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yudtav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav chesed be'emet, nocer chesed la'alafim, noceah on wafesha, v'chata'ah v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, but we will start with a L'shem Yichud first. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bichilu, Erchimud, Hilu, Hilu, Erchimud, Le'achda, L'shem Yud, He, Bavad, He, V'Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu.
Brandela.
Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Perichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Witata Kolahihu Kishot Beovada Dikshot, Benleit Lach Mila Bialma, Divae Barnash, Ledach Yalea, Minea Ulan Haga, Bea Kalana, Dehakulu Ovada, Dikshot Inun, Wikola, it's the rich, Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is only one pasuk, one verse, that connects to this energy that we study in all of the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wetzamti makom le'ami Yisrael untati v'shatam ta'afta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla la'anoto ta'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool to say each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame etme he shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe hea heyo zalame behe ereyo he kome la awa halayo la wawa pehela nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nuta Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that was revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da le he wa he me la yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu me cha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me cha ha Wa wa la he yo 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 he sa a la re yo a a la me ta he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la a wa me za yo Da he be me kako a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 26th day of Adar, Zedekiah, the last king of Yehuda. He died in captivity in Babel. Rabbi Yosef Shaul, Ben Arye Lebush Alevi Nathanson. Rabbi Yeshaya Shor, Rabbi Moshe Meir Rosenstein of Berdichev, Rabbi Shlomo Eliashiv, Rabbi Moshe Nushchos, Rabbi Chaim Shinuyani, Rabbi Yisrael Bergstein, and the Sadiqim that will leave tonight. Are the daughters of Zelophad, a man who worked on Shabbat as a test, and he died because of that. And his daughters asked Moshe the halachic question of whether what happened to his father's land, could they inherit it? And of course, Moshe's answer after referring it to Hashem was yes, under certain conditions. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is designed to bring us to the center column of the Tree of Life. Well, we will do so by starting at the bottom of the first page with Malchut. Yo aheni wayohe, yo aheni wayohe, yo aheni wayohe, Yisod, yu ahuni wuyohu, yu ahuni wuyohu, yu ahuni wuyohu, od, yu ahuni wuyohu, yu ahuni wuyohu, yu ahuni wuyohu, netzach, yi ahini wuyohi, yi ahini wuyohi, yi ahini wuyohi, yi ahini wuyohi, Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura. Yeah. Niwiyoch. Yeah. Niwiyoch. Yeah. Niwiyoch. Chesed. Yeah. Heni wo yohe. Yeah. Heni wo yohe. Yeah, any way yo he. Bina. Yeah, any way yo he. Yeah, any way yo he. Yeah, any way yo he. Achma. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Keter. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Please say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines with me, by closing your eyes or covering your eyes and then leaning slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now connect to the Esser Dibrot. We will first say L'shem Yichud. You can find the Esser Dibrot on the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem page, or in the mobile devices, it appears at the bottom of the page. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kananehu Vayedaber Elohim Et Kol HaDevarim Haile Leimor Anochi Hashem Elohecha, Asher Hotzeticha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mi'beit Avadim, Lo Yihiye Lecha Elohim Acherim, Al Panai Lo Ta'ase Lecha, Hesel Wekol Temuna, Asher Bashamayim, Mima'al ve'asher ba'aretz mitachat ve'asher ba'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachave lachem ve'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked avon Avot al banim al shileshim we al rebeim we shonai v'yose chesed la'alafim le'ohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai Lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha L'shav Ki lo yenake Hashem Et asher yisa et shemo l'shav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat L'kadsho sheishet yamim Tavod v'asita Kol melachtecha v'yom hashmi'i shabbat l'Hashem Elohecha lo taseh kol melachta ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'yamatcha uvchentecha V'gercha asher b'yisharecha Ki sheshet yamin Asa Hashem et ha-shamayim Ve'et ha-aretz et ha-yam V'et kol asher b'am V'yanach b'yom ha-shvi'i Al ken b'erach ha-shem Et yom ha-shabbat Vayikadeshehu Kaved et avicha Ve'et imecha Leman yarikun Yamecha al ha-adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach lo tirtzach Lo tinah Lo tignol, lo ta'ane bereacha, et shaker, lo tachmod, beit reecha, lo tachmod, eshet reecha, v'yavdo v'yamato, v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher l'reecha. We will now say the Kaddish, which is an elevator to either rise or to land softly. In this case, we are rising to the level of our class today. Gadal Reed Gadashime Rava. And we all say Amen. Vialma Divra Kirute Viam Lich Malchute. V'chayechonu v'yomechonu v'chaye. T'kol Beit Yisrael b'agala v'izman kariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal sh'meidu kutsha. V'eila min kol birkata. Shirata tushbechata, benechemata da'amiran bi'alma, yeheshlama rabba min shamaya, bechaim aleinu yalko Yisrael, ve'imru amen. Ose shalom bim romal, uyase shalom aleinu. We all call Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our class today is preparation for the spring holidays, which commence shortly, and we'll explain when they commence during the class. You will find the handout about a little over 50% of the way down the page. First, there is Rosh Chodesh Adar, which we will be utilizing this Thursday night. And then it's a section titled Preparation for the Spring Holidays. And that is the first link under that title is a link that says Preparation for the Holidays of Purim, Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. That will be our handout. Actually, it will lead us to our handout. When that landing page opens up, it says that there are 12 handouts associated with these holidays, which means there are 12 weeks between the 7th of Adar, Zion Adar, which we will have a late night study on that day. I believe it's March 20th. Until Shavuot is 90 days. So our first link is the preparation for Purim, where it says the Kabbalistic preparation for the spring and summer holiday. And that is the class that we will actually start to study today. I haven't started to read yet, but I want to kind of give you some background to lead into it. Yesterday was the Shabbat Shekalim. This is one of the four special Shabbats, special readings of the Haftorah and the special readings of the Maftir. Shabbat Shekalim always comes on the Shabbat prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, Adar is 2 days. It starts Wednesday night and is completed as we enter Shabbat on Friday of this coming week. Our Rosh Chodesh event will be this Thursday evening in our 7 o'clock class. Now I am ready to start reading the handout. This class will prepare us for the time period from Purim to Pesach, and then through the Omer to Shavuot. We will prepare ourselves on many levels, including the simple, the Peshat level, as well as the Sod, or the secret level. This is a series of classes. The period covers many high energy days, as well as some lower energy days, along with many regular energy days. And knowing which days are which will be helpful for you to understand your life and how to prepare for these various holidays. These classes are designed to prepare our students for the spiritual connections associated with the following holidays and the energy times. Zion Adar, which is the Hilulah, the death anniversary, or the day of joy that Moshe Rabbeinu left this physical world to return to be closer to Hashem without the physical limitation of a body. Followed by Shabbat Zachor and the parasha of this year, it's going to be Tzav. And then will be the holiday of Purim. And then there'll be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, followed by 14 days of very specific rituals in preparation for Pesach. Then there will be Pesach and the Seders, followed by the counting of the Omer, which is then followed by the holiday of Shavuot. This period of time is 90 days long. It commences with the seventh day of Adar, which is the evening of March 13th. And it climaxes on the 10th of June with the second day of Shavuot. Each one of these 90 days are high energy days, some of which are higher than other days. The purpose of this period is the gift of the Torah. The purpose of this period is to prepare ourselves for the energy represented by Shavuot and the gift of the Torah. Now let's just return for a moment to the idea of these high energy days, and some of them being higher than others. This term that I'm using, high energy days, is describing the movement of the Sefirot relative to each other. We know that there are no Mochin, there are no upper three Sefirot in our world. We only have the seven lower Sefirot, which is the six associated with Zeranpin and Malchut. Yet we have aspects of the three upper Sefirot, the Gimel Rishonot, the three higher ones. Aspects of them move down into Zeranpin. And when they move down into Zeranpin, they displace the movement, relatively speaking, metaphorically speaking, the Sefirot shift relative to each other. And that shift, where the uppers three move into Zeron Jin and push elements of Zeron Jin down into Malchut. This is what it means to have higher energy. We're starting to read where it says the gift of the Torah. The gift of the Torah, or Matan Torah in Hebrew, is a return to the consciousness of Adam before the sin. What is the difference between the consciousness of Adam before the sin and after the sin? Our sages teach that the effect of the sin is the introduction of the energy of death. Chas v'shalom, God forbid. So the essence of these 90 days is to remove death from our consciousness. This is expressed by the phrase, Bila Hamavet LaNetzach. And this is spelled by three Hebrew words. Bet Yud Lamed Ayin Bila, which can actually be replaced by the letter Pe with a gematria of 80, which is the Ayin and the Yud, and the word Lev, which means heart. Translation, the heart is in the mouth. Or it could be talking about the mouth of the heart. Hamavet, the word for death. And LaNetzach. LaNetzach is to victory, but it's translated as swallowing death forever. A more literal translation of these three words would be to conceal the death forever. Because death is Satan. Death is the angel of death. Death is an impurity. It does not exist in Hashem or in the higher spiritual friends. Death is an illusion. Now, this is a very difficult thing. I'm doing an unwritten commentary now. It is very difficult to imagine, to perceive death as an illusion, because we are taught logically, everybody dies, but it's not true. Death is an illusion. The soul never dies. We can all agree to that. And the body only pauses between a lifetime and when the resurrection of the dead takes place. And yes, after 1,000 years of Mashiach consciousness, the body may also die, or the body may also be taken up to heaven with the soul. So it could be that the body never dies, as well as we know the soul never dies. Death is an illusion. Learn this as a repetitive phrase. Death is an illusion. Let it sink into your consciousness. And when you hear, as I have heard, and you have all heard, that someone so-and-so has passed away, They didn't. Their soul returned based on its level of consciousness. And their body will be resurrected. There is no such thing as death. Continuing to read. The more literal translation is actually hinted to by the word swallow. When we swallow something, we bring it into ourselves. We do not destroy the thing. We swallow it. We utilize it while we conceal it. How will we utilize death after we swallow it? Will be explained during these classes. The regular gematria of Bila is 112, while the same small gematria is 13. Both of these numbers have meaning in Kabbalah. 13 represents unification. And 112 represents the unity of three levels of consciousness, three worlds. The world of Briah, the world of Yetzirah, and the world of Asiyah. The regular gematria of Hamavit is 451, while the small gematria is 19. I didn't look up what 451 would be, but 19 is the number of years in the Hebrew calendar cycle. The number 19 is the gematria of the name Chava, meaning Eve, meaning the mother of all life. And the regular gematria of Lanetzach is 178. Again, I did not look that up before the class, but the small gematria is 18, and we all know 18 connects to life, Chai. The total of the regular gematria is 741, while the small gematria is 50, representing the 50 gates of Bina, the 50 positive gates. The word Amen, when using the final letter gematria, has a gematria of 741. The Nun Sofit is 700, and then the first two letters is 41. Im, mother. As we know, the energy of the word Amen is the unification of the spiritual and physical worlds. An acronym for the four elements. Aleph, which is air, Mem, which is water, Shin, which is fire, and Tav, which is earth. These four letters have a gematria of 741, representing all of the levels of creation. And we learn from these two gematriot that when we unify the spiritual and the physical world with all the aspects of the four basic elements of water, fire, air, and earth, we actually swallow death forever. Which brings us back to the consciousness of Adam before the sin. We also learn from the small gematria of 50 that this happens when we reach the level of Dina, the world that is coming. It's also referred to as the energy store. And Bina is called the mother. The level of consciousness is the antithesis of the end the antithesis of death. This is the level of mother. In other words, when there is sufficient light or positive energy, there can be no limitations, which is what we would call death. Actually, death has always been an illusion created by the effect of the sin of Adam. And that is part of what we need to prepare ourselves to receive. The knowledge that death and limitations are illusionary. Does anybody have any questions? Continuing to read the first section, the first of the 90 days, is Zion Adar, or the Hilulah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was born on the seventh day of Adar. He also departed on this same day. And tradition indicates that he departed exactly 120 years to the minute after his birth. So why did he leave on this day? Why did he choose this day to be born? There are a number of reasons that Moshe left on this day. One of the significant reasons has to do with the fact that the 7th of Adar is 37 days after Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. We are taught that Moshe Rabbeinu started to admonish the children of Israel on Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. And that is the Sefer Devarim of the Torah, the last book, the fifth book. That is all of the parashas of the book of Deuteronomy. And what is the significance of the number 37, and how does it relate to this admonishment? Admonishment is an important mitzvah. Why? When one sees a member of the tribe, a child of Israel, doing something that according to the halakha is incorrect, they need to attempt to stop the person, without coercion, from doing this incorrect act. Failure to stop the person, indicates acceptance of the action as being correct. And some of the chaos attributable to this act will manifest in your life, because you didn't admonish. God forbid. Admonishment is a difficult mitzvah to master. One must first obtain the level of consciousness of the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, loving your neighbor as yourself. And this is because one must love the person doing the incorrect act prior to admonishing them for doing the incorrect act. If you admonish someone without loving them first, you are doing a negative action, and it will come back to you according to the boomerang law. But if you do love a person, and you admonish them, they will not do the action because they will feel your love. There is a story told about Rabbi Brandwein, the second head of the Kabbalah Center. The Rabbi Berg and his children, or his wife, was the third head. So this is between Rabbi Ashlag and Rabbi Berg, the current group. Rabbi Brandwein was a teacher of Rabbi Berg. Rabbi Brandwein was spending a Shabbat in the city of Haifa, which is a port city. And we all know that port cities tend to have areas of the city that are not conducive to Kedusha, to holiness. Rabbi Brandwein was walking, and he saw the mayor of Haifa, who he had known socially, and he stopped to speak with the mayor, whose name was, I believe, Rabbi Pushi. They spoke to each other. Rabbi, the mayor of the city was smoking on Shabbat. Rabbi Brandwein did not say a word about the smoking. They finished their conversation, their pleasantries, and moved along. A few weeks later, Rabbi Brandwein was again spending Shabbat in Haifa. And again he saw the mayor. And during this conversation, the mayor said to him, to Rabbi Brandwein, "You know, you made me stop smoking on Shabbat." Rabbi Brandwein said, "I did?" And the mayor said, "Yes. A few weeks ago when we stopped to say hello, I felt the pain you were feeling for my soul." And this is because Rabbi Brandwein had reached the level of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Rabbi Brandwein was described by many people of his generation, of his time, that he interacted with, they would say, "What is it you see in this rabbi?" And their response was regularly, "He's not a rabbi, he's a Kabbalist." We don't have that merit in this generation anymore. This is my opinion. But we can contemplate what it means to be in the presence of a Kabbalist. You heard the stories of the Rebbe of Chabad and a few others. But not since the early 2000s has there been a Rebbe, a Kabbalist, available to us in a revealed way. There are Kabbalists. They're in this world, but they are concealed. The number 37 is the gematria of the word Hebel, Abel. Hebel means a breath, to breathe, as well as it's the same word for vanity in the book of Kohelet. 37 is a hint to the lower seven sephirot of this physical world. Another explanation of the number 37 is it relates to the concealed part of the name of Hashem at the level of Bina. And this, in my opinion, this is the reason behind why the period of time we are entering starts on the 7th of Adar. Hebel hints at the idea of the concealment and associated with the holiday of Purim. The reading of the Tetzaveh which we have already passed because we are in a leap year. It's part of the cure for the disease of idol worship, the golden calf. The cure is both the Mishkan and the Shabbat. The Mishkan is the temple. The Mishkan is a traveling temple. The Mishkan represents space. Shabbat represents time. And the physical world consists of space and time. We must correct both levels, both aspects, in order to achieve the full tikkun. This is the teaching of the Ari. I am now skipping this section all the way to Shabbat Zachor. I'm not reading anymore. We are going to stop the reading here, but I'm going to continue speaking a little bit. We're almost out of time as well. This coming Thursday and Friday, starting Wednesday night and ending as we enter Shabbat, is Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet, the second Adar. And we will have a Rosh Chodesh event Thursday night in our 7 o'clock West Coast time class. From Rosh Chodesh Adar, exactly 2 weeks later, we will have the reading of the Megillah, the reading of the Scroll of Esther. In that period of time, there are two Shabbats. The second Shabbat is called Shabbat Zachor, and it refers to remembering Amalek. The same letters refers to the male energy, the sharing energy. Parashat Zachor is to remember Amalek, remembering doubts, so that you can remove those doubts and replace it with the certainty of Hashem, the certainty that Hashem is good, the certainty that Hashem will solve all limitations with the coming of Mashiach. But until the Mashiach comes, we can still solve those limitations ourselves, because we can connect to our Shem individually. The This is the end of our class. While you're unmuting your phones and you're contemplating with any questions you might have, at 3 o'clock West Coast time this afternoon, we will have a class. We will have a class on advanced reincarnation. Tomorrow, Monday, we have two classes. One is at 4:30 West Coast time. That's a deeper Zohar class. And the other is at 7 o'clock. And that's a class on the writings of the Ari. I wish you all Shavuot Tov, a good week.
Shavuot
but before
Tov.
Before we leave, Shavuot does anyone Tov. Have any questions? Are there any questions?
No.
I'd like to ask you. I'd like to ask you about the 23rd Psalm.
Bernice, it's being recorded for a lot of people, and I'll be happy to discuss the 23rd Psalm with you privately when you call me later today.
Oh, okay.
Yes. As we discussed, you would call me when you were ready to get the recording, and I would send it to you.
Oh, all right. I was talking about death. That's what I'm going back to worry myself and ask questions about that.
It doesn't really talk about death. It is used to comfort people when they've lost someone in the illusion of death. If you understand the words of the psalm, it's actually describing that death is an illusion. Most people don't read it that way because it's difficult to see that death is an illusion, so since it's all pervasive in the physical world. But that's only because of our negative actions.
Question on that issue, why would it not say, so I walk through the valley of the shadow of life instead of walk through the valley of the shadow of death?
Why doesn't it say that you walk through the valley of death? Because
there's
he's
a line
telling
in there
you to the illusion. Bernice, let me finish. He's telling you that it's the shadow of death, meaning the illusion of death. The word shadow implies something not real. The code words are there. We learn the code words by studying the Zohar. We learn that in our Friday morning classes that start at 7 a.m. Every Friday we cover one of the Psalms. Give me a call, Bernice.
Shanti.
Shalom to all. Have a beautiful Shavuot Tov, a good week, a week of peace and serenity for all. Begin your process. It's an individual process to prove to yourself through your own experience that death is an illusion. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Bye-bye.